Over the past decade, many states have added safeguarding the environment to their already long list of duties, including running schools and prisons, building and maintaining highways, and helping provide health care. Now, states struggling with their worst fiscal crisis in 50 years are being forced to make hard choices and to set new priorities. And for many, environmental protection is pretty far down the list. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
In early January, officials at the Regional Environmental Protection Agency office in Kansas City received an unexpected fax. It was from Missouri's Department of Natural Resources. It said that, because of the state's budget crisis, Missouri was no longer able to carry out an important responsibility under Section 401 of the Clean Water Act. Missouri would no longer be able to monitor the impact big construction projects might have on water quality, and it would no longer be able to force changes or halt the projects if necessary. That alarmed environmental groups. Currently, two big construction projects, a Mississippi River levee and a massive cement plant, are on hold because of state concerns about the impact on water quality. Environmental groups worry that without a water quality certification program, those projects and others could go forward with little state input. Director of the Department of Natural Resources, Steve Mahfood, says he took a lot of heat for giving up an important authority to save what his critics called a measly $99,000.
Well, $99,000 for us is a lot of money. That's a major blow. So we don't think that it is small. We took the decision extremely seriously. But I can tell you the other options we looked at, each one was another level worse. So there are no more low-hanging fruit in the Department of Natural Resources budget.
Like most states, Missouri has gone through 2 years of budget cuts, and there's no end in sight. Since 2001, Missouri's Department of Natural Resources has seen its budget cut by a third, and more reductions are expected for the next fiscal year. Mahfood says the next cuts are likely to come from vital programs, such as Missouri's Geological Survey Division.
We could see serious cuts in all of our oversight of mining facilities, for example. All of our assistance to developers looking at an area and wanting to know what the underlying geology is in order to protect the environment. Our regional offices, they're heavily funded with general revenue. And our field operations and our field assistance in those offices may be very strongly curtailed.
Missouri's not alone. Steve Brown, the head of an organization of state environmental officials, says over the past 2 years, states have cut $400 million from their environmental departments. Brown says the next round of cuts will probably mean layoffs in many state environmental agencies. Missouri is the first state Brown's heard of that's tried to return environmental authority back to the federal government for budget reasons. But he worries it might not be the last.
We haven't had a budget crisis in the states as severe as this one. Since apparently World War II. So we may be in a situation where a state simply cannot afford to keep some federal program that it has traditionally run.
In Ohio, the director of the state's Environmental Protection Agency, Chris Jones, says a big part of the problem is unfunded federal mandates. Jones says 3 years ago, Ohio returned authority for PCB monitoring back to the EPA because it was a small program that was costing more than what the federal government was providing.
The problem is you can't really do that with the big programs. The federal government, I don't think, is prepared if all of the states were to give back, for example, the 401 program. I just don't think that they could pick up that much permitting activity at the federal level.
EPA officials say they don't want to take back state authority. In Missouri, rather than assume the state's water quality certification program, the regional EPA office finally agreed to give the state about $58,000, enough to keep the program running at least through the end of the year. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.